Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's not Friday, but it's our Friday, right?
I'm mad. Y'all supposed to be happy on the screen. Y'all don't know. Look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to pretend. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't want to be.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Got your 230 Tupac, 330 Country, 430 90s. 5:30 Creed, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you do Sunday? Start the starters or sit the starters? What do you think the poll is at, Ike?
Ah, it's a football town, man. We want to see the starters play.
Yeah.
So start the starters. Let's go. 62%.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to nail this one. 63.6%.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Right on there. And in the year the right way.
It's good to see people not agreeing with Giglio's of the world.
Oh, does Giglio want him to sit?
Of course he wants him to sit the starters. Softy.
Giglio does?
Yeah, the camera wants him to sit the starters.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the 2 seed. Get the 2 seed.
Of course.
Get the 2 seed. Get the 2 seed. Make sure you have the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Before we get back to the phones, 215-592-9494, at 30 past every hour today, we will be taking you back through 2025. It was a good year, the first full year of the WIP Afternoon Show. And we will, at 30 past every hour, we'll bring you back to some of the best moments from the year that Jack has gone back and found.
Yes.
So, Jack, what do you have for us at 2:30?
So, at 2:30, one of a bit that still gets brought up on the text line. You know, I usually think that if it still has play on the text line, that means it's stuck with people.
Okay.
So, apologies for a little bit of length here.
Okay.
But it's the setup.
That's the first time you've ever had to do that.
That's never been an issue. Again. Just happy to be there.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
But takes us back to when we got Broads in a corner.
Oh, this is a good one.
So we have an issue to go over with you, Broads.
What now?
I feel like the mask has got to come off because I got to see your face as I approach you about this issue.
What happened?
Mask off.
Mask off.
That's actually a song.
So there was a feature about Broads in the Philadelphia Business Journal about Broads's current, his past, and his future, which is nice because we all believe in Broads. Broads, of course, was a full-time host, but now Broads is grinding here at WIP. We love Broads.
Yep.
Broads
bar.
You know, we all believe in Broads' future. Here on the WIP Afternoon Show, we have, in fact, I think, invested in Broads' future, haven't we?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I saw this piece of the article as I'm reading.
Yeah.
And let me read it to you,
Go
Ike.
Ahead.
Listeners.
I'm listening.
The goal, though, for Broads has not changed. While he'd be willing to go where the tide takes him, he said the best case scenario for his future ultimately includes hosting an afternoon drive program on WIP.
I got nothing to say. You're damn right I do.
As the permanent
You're
host.
Damn right I do. What's the purpose of this job? I want to maximize what I do. This is prime time. I want to be here. What's wrong with that? It's like being in a corner and saying, I don't want to start. Hey, you know what, Quinion? I want to be your backup and sit there all day. Well, hell no! I want to host afternoon drive on WIP!
Flyers and 50 with Louie.
Get Louis Coco in there. Louis. Yeah, I don't think that there's an issue with that at all. Isn't that what you want? People with drive to go get the best spot? That's what I want, damn it! I ain't afraid of that at all. Bring it on! I got no issue. No, I'm just saying I got no problem saying I want to be in one of those chairs.
Hold on.
I got no. Go ahead.
Are you going to cut voice down?
You're going to cut my break line?
No. By the way, did I say by Thursday I'm taking over?
Well,
I said my dream job is to work afternoon drive. Who doesn't have that dream doing this gig? You either want mornings or afternoon. That's what you want. That's a start to the next spot. That's what people do.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Is that the whole thing? Okay.
He can't.
Yeah. And what happened after that was it started. I think it started to hit Ike eventually.
Right.
And then Ike started pushing. And dude, his voice went up so many octaves there. What do I think that's what I'm supposed to do?
But yeah, I mean it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what triggered me because I'm like, hold on, he's serious.
Yeah, he's dead serious. Yes. Dead serious. And then eventually got to call me a button pusher.
Yes.
I mean, he got really back. He's flustered for 3 days. He called all of us off the air. I mean.
Oh, don't bring that up.
Making sure everyone's all right.
He didn't call me. I had to call him.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's because he's going for your job.
Yeah, and he. Yeah, to be clear, he thinks you're a button pusher. He ain't coming for Ike. He's coming for me. This was directed at
you're
me.
You're only 49?
Yeah. He walked out of here, barely would say hello to me outside of the studio.
Oh, went straight to Rod.
Yeah.
Went straight to Rod.
And he's going to be paying for it every day for the rest of his life.
Oh,
at least
man.
Here. Yeah,
yeah for
that
sure.
That is awesome.
That was a great moment. That was a great definitely moment, a great man. Moment. Yes.
So, I don't think I realized the article until he started defending it.
Yes. Yeah, and then Ike's like, wait a minute. This is our job. We put you on every week. You fill in for us.
Now he does the text line.
Oh,
well,
man.
I think the next...
he does the text
line. One bounce up.
I think what's going to happen is next time he fills in for a few days, I'll go to sit on this chair and maybe the leg will be a little loose. Fall backwards. I checked the brake line in my car.
Oh,
if I knew where it was, I would. I would check the brake line.
I forgot how funny that was.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Yes. It was quite a moment.
Yeah, we had a couple of good bros moments. You know,
yes.
We had that, and then we had the leveling the poor kid in hockey and yep. calling him fat.
Yeah, yep.
And then
Liar bros,
and us getting the kid on and saying he didn't even notice bros out there.
Yeah, he's not very good.
Yeah. So a good year of bros.
Yeah.
Good year of bros.
Yes.
This is the first year we did it, right? We didn't do Flyers in 50.
No, it was this year.
Yeah.
It started this year.
Yeah. And I must say, has it grown on us?
Oh yeah.
It's your favorite. That's the other thing. Maybe I wouldn't have gotten so touchy about it if I didn't like Flyers in 50 so much.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
As if I'm working against you.
Oh yeah. You should see the stars in his eyes, like the little hearts.
Yeah, when Bros goes like the sauce on the silky hands.
The undercarriage.
Yeah.
The tickles his undercarriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we have Bros in 50 today?
Because it's Wednesday. I'm sure he's filling in for us tomorrow anyway.
He's on at 6.
Okay.
He's on at
all
6.
Right.
All right.
215-592-9494. Eric in California.
Man.
You're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Okay.
Yes.
Regarding the starters,
yes.
Here's what I propose. You begin the game with our backups, right? You got McKee in there. Some of the defense need a rest. They've been playing so much football, so many stats. Right.
So they're also young.
Yeah. Okay. But you're there. I mean, you saw when Cooper DeJean on one play, like, he was slow to get up, and I was like, oh, no, this
all
is
right.
it.
So you want to start the backups.
Start the backups. Keep an eye on the game on Detroit Bears. If we're losing and if Detroit is winning, then you say, you know what? All right, let's put the first string back in. Let's go win this game. If it seems that the second string is gettable.
Come Eric.
On, Eric.
Eric.
Put the first string back in.
Eric, let me ask you something. If we are down 21-0 and the Lions are up 21-0 at halftime, can you imagine the chaos? We put all the starters in. We lose the game anyway. You either, if you're going to consider playing the starters at all, you just have to play them. You have to make sure you win the game. If the number two seed is important to you, you have to make sure you win the game. I don't know if start the backups and then just put the starters in the middle of the game would be a tenable solution.
No.
Yeah.
Can I briefly respond?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think McKee's going to get shut out. Like, I think he's going to score some points. We may be down by 7 points, 3 points, but I think McKee's going to score – no matter what, Jahan Dotson is good. We can score some points with McKee, Dotson, and Cooper.
How the hell do we
and
know
keep
that?
It close?
Hold on. So it would be McKee, Cooper, Dotson, and then likely it would be Grant Calcaterra and the backup Ooh. Offensive line.
I don't know if we're scoring.
Yeah.
Maybe we score.
Maybe, but also it's a Commanders team that's pissed off at us. I don't know. Yeah, Bigsby. Well, I mean, I don't I don't think that's a realistic plan. Also, the other thing that you have to do is if the starters are not playing, you really have to give all the backups primary amount of reps this week, don't you? I mean, I don't know if that works. Do you have somebody? It is Sandy Koufax's birthday. For next question today, do you have somebody that had a short but high peak?
Yes, there was a rapper named Cannabis in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Or the wrestler Ultimate Warrior. But that might be...
He had too long a peak, I would say.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior. Yeah.
Now, Cannabis
I don't even know if Cannabis had a damn peak.
Well, he had two songs, really.
Right.
He had two songs and a feature. So he had... Wait, no. That I was going to say...
He did 4-3-2-1.
He did 4-3-2. I was going to say Kick Push, but that was Lupe Fiasco. So Cannabis was 4-3-2-1, then second round knockout... And then
is that the reply?
So 4-3-2-1 was the feature on LL Cool J. Yeah. Second round knockout was his song that had Mike Tyson on it. That was about LL Cool J.
Right, right, right.
And then there was Ripper Strikes Back from LL Cool J. And Wyclef actually did a diss track about LL Cool J because he was mentioned in the song as well because he produced Cannabis.
Ah.
It was called What's Clef Got to Do with It. It was a very funny song, actually. Yeah.
See, I told you Spike's deep in the hip hop.
See, that's why I get the cookout invite. But Cannabis, Cannabis did. I don't know if his peak was high enough. Yeah, I know everybody was very excited for that album, and that album was not very good. You know, he does search his name on Twitter, so if you say something about Cannabis negatively, he will find you. To this day,
oh, really?
Yes, to this day.
How would he find it though?
He's got to be 50, right? How old is Cannabis? Oh, he was our age.
Yeah, he's got to be about 50. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Like, Cannabis is a commonly searched thing, you would think.
Well, I don't think he's
busy. That's a good point. What he means, everybody is researching Cannabis.
Cannabis, yeah. I don't know that he is, like, busy.
He's getting, does that much going on?
Yeah.
No, Cannabis was, he was Papoose before Papoose.
Papoose, I don't know Papoose.
You don't know Papoose?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Papoose, Remy Ma's ex-husband now.
No. I don't know, was he a rapper?
Yeah.
I don't remember Papoose.
Wow. Was never really a
main guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even a commercial guy.
Oh, like, really?
I don't think he ever had radio.
Oh, I should know him though. That's
a mess.
I'm
surprised you don't.
Me.
Yeah, that's kind of where you are.
That's a mess.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
a mess.
I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, sorry. 215-592-9494. Steve in Chestnut Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, listen, I got an Eagles comment before you hang up on me, because when I get in the middle of that, you're probably going to hang up.
Nah, I don't hang up on anybody. Yeah.
They did the other day. What was the question on the shortest careers for what? Musicians?
It can be for anything.
It can be for anything, yeah.
Anything. A short, oh, but high peak.
The ultimate baseball comparison would be Addie Joss. If you know him, he died after less than nine seasons. Top Hall of Famer. He was a pitcher before Babe Ruth.
Before Babe Ruth?
The youngest inductee into the Baseball Hall of Fame at his age, after nine seasons.
What's his name again?
His name is Addie Ross. Addie Joss. Joss, J-O-S-S.
Addie Joss. Did not know him. But a good one. A good one, Steve.
Right before Ruth came in, he died, right?
Okay.
All right, and then the current career guy, I'm going to say it's Johan Santana. He played 12 seasons. He had shoulder injuries. He was out, and he played exactly the name as Ruth.
I mean,
he's
going to be a Hall of Famer.
What do you think about the Eagles?
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. What's that?
I think he is in the Hall of Famer.
Santana's not in the Hall of Fame yet. No.
He will be, right?
Yeah. But I guess so is Sandy Koufax. So.
I don't know what game all these guys calling in praising Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Oh, let's take the game off. Let's sit our starters or play. You're saying play them to get some continuity going in. They haven't gotten any continuity for the last six games. This team's taken halves off. They went out and they only had one touchdown in the first half, and that was because they were given the ball in Buffalo territory. And then they went and kicked two crappy field goals the rest of the game. I mean, come on, dude. They took off the second half. They had 17, 20 yards total, 190 total offense, and all that was in the first half.
I think we all agree with you. We all agree.
Are you
with
saying
you.
He's saying that he wants them to play?
You want them to play on
Sunday? I don't think it matters whether they take this game off or the starters or they. It doesn't matter. They're going into the playoffs playing one half of a game. That's how they do it. So they can play the first half, and then we can legitimately give them a reason to take the second half off and taking them out, right?
We have not had Steve from Chestnut Hill before.
Yeah.
Steve, you realize there's a question that we're asking is whether or not you want them to sit the starters or play them.
it doesn't matter. Oh, I mean, I don't care.
Okay.
But here's the point. We're setting up for a revenge game. If they win the first game, I don't think they're going to. But if they get to that championship game, they're playing the 49ers, and this is Purdy revenge time. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if they're going to play the 49ers in the championship game.
I don't think you're an Eagles fan, Steve.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
I'm a fan of football.
Yeah, that's right. Now it makes sense.
I'm not a 49er fan. Don't get me wrong.
No. I snipped it out.
I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay.
You know how much pain I've been.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of listening to all these callers calling in and Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts didn't beat Josh Allen. Josh Allen had a bad ankle, and he scored two touchdowns in the second half. Jalen Hurts didn't do nothing. So I mean, you want to say take who won that? Between Hurts and Allen, it was Allen that won that duel.
I think overall the Eagles defense won the battle over
right.
Josh Allen. I agree with you. I don't think Jalen Hurts won any battle over Josh Allen on Sunday.
So can the Eagles defense, the way they're playing, carry them through the playoffs and win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts playing one half a game, scoring one touchdown, kicking two field goals?
Well, first of all, it's not Jalen Hurts playing just one half. It's the Eagles offense playing just a half of football. So,
really?
Listen, you're a Raiders fan. Whoa. We done gave you way more time than I would have given you. But since you're still here, let me correct some things for you. It's not just Jalen playing a half of football. So if you want me to answer your question about whether or not the defense is good enough to win a championship, yes, they are. They showed you that last year. They're going to need help from their offense to make plays. Yes, they will, and that includes Jalen Hurts. But it's not just Jalen playing football.
And the Super Bowl where the Eagles win 13-12 or something like that, because that's all points they're going to score in a game, maybe.
As long as they got – here's the thing, Steve. I know it's hard for you to comprehend as you haven't done a lot of winning out there with the Raiders. As long as we have more points than the other team, particularly in the postseason, that's all that matters. That's how you advance to the next game. And then if it's the Super Bowl, I don't care if it's 3-2. I don't care if it's 3-2. They're still going to give us a Lombardi trophy. You realize that, right?
They're high-powered offenses, like super high-powered offenses.
Well,
and you're going to shut them down with that defense?
Maybe.
Well, here's the thing. We haven't played Seattle yet. We haven't played San Francisco yet. I don't know if they're going to shut anybody down like we did your team. Nobody's as bad as the Raiders. You didn't score a point at all in that game. But as long as they hold them down enough to where the offense can make plays and they can score more points, that's all that really matters.
Okay, so let me go after this. My recollection of the game that's sticking me right now is
which game?
Pouring down rain.
Which game?
The Buffalo Bills in the second half went down, scored two touchdowns, and the Eagles scored zero.
Right.
Wasn't that great defense?
Right. And do you also remember for 55 minutes, Buffalo didn't score a point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, remember, Josh Allen's playing with
I don't remember all that. I don't want to hear all that. You remember for 55 minutes they didn't score a point, though, right?
The biggest part of Josh Allen's game was taken away from him because of his ankle, and that could have been a big
Let me ask you this, Steve. I'm actually just entertaining myself right now with you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just wondering. I'm wondering. You're a Raiders fan. You're praising Josh Allen, which is fine. But it really just seems like you're hating on the Eagles, and that's what I'm really wondering. Why are you so anti-Eagle?
I'm trying to call in and get some reality with all these fans calling in with praising Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Who's calling in praising Jalen Hurts?
I heard it all week.
No. First of all, it's only Tuesday. There is all right, Steve. There hasn't even been a week. And it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
And we did a full 4-hour show yesterday. Mm-hmm. In fairness, I didn't listen to what the calls were the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. We didn't get one call.
We didn't talk about Jalen at all yesterday.
Not really.
No.
Everyone who was praising the Eagles praised their defense.
Yeah.
And is it possible for the defense to carry them? Yes.
Yeah, I don't expect to win every game 13-12.
No.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but it's possible. Would I bet on it? No. I would bet that in one game at least.
They get clipped.
Yes.
If
the offense doesn't.
Yeah.
What I would do is point to the Chiefs last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs last year had a great defense in one game and put away the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
In one game in the playoffs, they had to score 32 points to beat the Bills, and they did it.
I think they won that game 32-30 or something like that. And they did it. Now, their offense, I think, averaged 22 points all year. Now, would I bet on that happening? Probably not. But I think there's a team in each conference. In the AFC, it's the Texans. Mm-hmm. In the NFC, it's the Eagles. Mm-hmm. That could get through the playoffs just doing enough on offense. They've been able to do it all year long.
Well, Seattle's defense is good enough.
Seattle defense is great, too. Seattle's defense is good enough, too. They could all do it. Now, but your point is valid in that at some point, are they going to have to probably score some points?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If they have to, if they haven't end up having to play the Rams and the 49ers, chances are in one of those two games, you're going to have to put up 27 points.
I agree. Yeah.
But I don't think the Niners defense is also terrible.
I was going to say, and the good thing about playing those two teams is both their defenses aren't great.
Yeah.
The Rams or the Niners.
No. And the 49ers defense is actually like pretty bad. You know, the Rams defense is fine. It's passable, mm-hmm.
for an
offense as good as they are. But the 49ers, is it impossible the Eagles scored 27 points on the 49ers?
Like, yeah.
I don't think it's impossible, you know?
Now, and here's the other thing. If you got to go out there and you're talking about playing the 49ers in the NFC Championship game because they're the number one seed, that's going to be tough regardless.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you might score 27 and still lose.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not likely, but I don't know. If the defense has a bad day, yeah, we could be in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what this team is. Yeah, I don't know any other. To me, this team is being led. Last year, they had the running game in the defense. This year, they have a so-so running game, a so-so passing game. That's being kind. And the defense. The defense is really leading the charge right now.
Yeah, they would not be the first team in NFL history to be a defense-led football team. The issue being that there are some teams in the NFC that can put up some points.
Tell me, we lost to Tampa. That was a defensive-led team.
Yes.
Although they had Joe Jurevicius and Brad Johnson. Those aren't great offensive explosive players.
Mm-mm.
They won with the four Hall of Famers they have on defense and holding us to 10 points in our own building for an NFC Championship game. We watched Baltimore win the Super Bowl with Ray and those guys. Seattle probably scored a little more when they won with the Legion of Boom, but it was still led by the defense in the running game.
Yeah, they I wonder what they ranked. I would bet if you went through history, would this Eagles offense be an outlier to win the Super Bowl? It probably would. When you look at regular season production, even the offenses that we're talking about are usually league average, but I don't even think
last year their passing game was an outlier for winning a title.
Well, yeah,
the Eagles passing game.
But they had that's how we went around here. Unconventional, Spike.
Unconventional.
Yeah.
But they had an outer world running game.
Yes. All right. 215-592-9494.
It's not as bad as the 15 Broncos, you know?
How about that? I forgot about the 15 Broncos. That's another defensive-led team.
Yes.
Now, Peyton Manning was a corpse. That's not the case here.
Well, people forget half of the season was started by Brock Osweiler. Remember that?
Oh, that is.
And then they went to Peyton to just manage the games and not lose them.
Remember the video of Osweiler running onto the field thinking he was going to play?
Yeah.
And Peyton,
was like, get off the field. I forgot about that Broncos team. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Osweiler was trying to come back on the field. Peyton's like, no.
Yeah, and then Osweiler goes like, it was like Rojas last night when he asked him to fix the mic.
Oh, yeah. What a moment that was.
What happened?
So, Jack. Well, this happened on the air, so whatever. So we're doing the show. Now, we're doing it from Chickies. It is called at 6 to 7, what's it called? What's that show?
The Jordan Mailata Show.
The Jordan Mailata Show, right? So it is me, Elliot, and Jordan Mailata Show.
Yeah.
And Jordan starts talking to him. Elliot asks him a question, and Jordan starts to talk, and his mic does not work. Like, you can't hear him.
Oh, you know what? That happened to me afterwards.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
So,
because I used the same.
Yes, you sat there. Yeah, because Hugh sits in my chair. So he starts talking, nothing. We can't hear any of it. I look at Fran, and he gives me one of these.
No big deal.
A shrug.
What do you want me to do?
And I go, guys, could you fix his microphone? Give him a different mic or something? I look at Tucker. Tucker's laughing his ass off in the corner. I said, switch it. Give him a different mic. Wow. What are we doing here?
Dude, Fran. Like, Fran.
I missed all that. I didn't even see that.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It's vintage.
Fran, station's on fire. All right.
Yeah. I couldn't. And then during the break, I said, hey, friend, I'm sorry for yelling at you on the air, but if the guy's mic doesn't work, we got to do something about it. And he goes, I didn't notice it wasn't working. I'm sorry. You didn't notice it wasn't. You're sitting there with headphones on.
He's got his guys down there eating his
eighth meal of the day.
Clam fries.
Yeah, yeah. I think he only eats once a week. It's Mondays at Chickie's.
Yeah, free food Fran.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next.
Oh, more yelling.
Yeah, the final. I think we'll take it easy on Elliot today.
You think that?
Right, yeah, until he comes in and says something.
Until he comes in here, yeah.
Starts picking a fight.
The final Tuesdays with Elliot of the year. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.